Lay all. It's the only thing, lay all. Sorry, it's the only word that she taught me. So, first of all, we want to thank you because in this celebration so filled with devotion and with prayers and with songs so beautifully sung, we really felt so close, really, to Jesus tonight with all of you. So, listening to what Father Paul was saying, today in the Gospel, Jesus was talking about that all may be one. So tonight we want to be here witnesses that all may be one. It's really starting to be a reality, certainly within the church, but also in our own life. We will be together tonight, so I will speak just for 6 minutes and then Anna will continue. We, both of us, are part of a movement that it's called the Focolari, that the most important thing of it is that there is a spirituality that is really a spirituality of unity, that it's really the reality of this that all may be one. And in my life, one day, I came to know a group of people of this spirituality of unity. And I still remember the first time I went to this meeting. I'm coming from a family that I really have everything in my life. You would say, looking from outside, a beautiful family with everything. Whatever I wanted, I could find it. I could have it for my parents. Anything that came to my mind, they were giving it to me. But the only thing that I was always searching for more. I was always trying to find something new. And I was never happy. Always wanted something more. And one day, I accompanied a friend of ours, a friend of my family, to this meeting of these people. And I still remember very clearly the atmosphere that I found in that place. People who were there, sharing whatever they had. If someone had two coats, they were giving one. If someone needed food, they were giving everything they had. If someone needed to share their suffering, they were all there for them. So people who were really ready to give everything for whoever was in front of them. And the atmosphere was so intense that I felt at home right away, even though I didn't know anyone in that room. And it was so strong that I remember I went home and I wanted to go back again. The week after I went back, the week after again I went back. And it was so intense that I completely forgot of all my desire or all my, search or wanted more. Because I wanted to live in that atmosphere. Today, after many years, because I try to live like them, I know that the experience that I had that first night was the presence of Jesus among them. Because there is mutual love, there is a presence of someone else, which is Jesus among them. And it was Jesus that was really taking me back into that group. So that was the first encounter with a God that I discovered for the first time, a God that was filling my life in such a way that nothing else, there wasn't no need of anything else. So I grew up, I could say, because I was still young at that time, I grew up with this group of people. And then there was another moment in my life that was very important. I was coming back from my first year of university with three other friends, and I was driving, and we had a car accident. It was a very serious car accident, and I found myself, after 19 years that I never was sick, never had a need to go to the hospital, I found myself in a hospital bed with all my broken bones, and for many, many months, almost a year, in different casts, so always in pain, obviously, and I was wondering, because what happened was that I came out of the accident all broken, and the three friends of mine walked out of the accident with nothing on it, not even a scratch. And I was really wondering, why me? Why me? And it was really so strong, because I couldn't put together suffering and the love of God. But I had to say, because of the support of all the other friends, because of the love of the people around me, I started to discover little by little that also beyond suffering, there is someone there who is there on the cross, always there for you, someone who really suffered everything for you. And for me, it was really another big grace in my life. So much so that today I can say that if I'm here, if I, at a certain point of my life, I felt that this love of God was so great that I wanted to give also my life to God, it was because of that car accident. You know that in the scriptures there is written that St. Paul left on the way of Damascus, was thrown down of the horse in order to encounter God. So for me, I always think that my horse was the car, no? And instead of being thrown down of the horse, it was really that car accident that made me encounter a God that was not only love, but was really a real love, a love that fills you, a love that answers also all the sufferings in your life. So because of these two moments in my life, the encounter with this group and the encounter with a God that is love until the real suffering, until that cross, because of these two moments, at a certain point, I felt very strongly that I wanted to give my life to God, to answer to Him with my life. And so, obviously, because I knew a God that was really part of this group, of the God of the spirituality of unity, I felt very strongly that I wanted to enter into a focolare, a community, where there are people that are give their life for unity. And so, for me, from that moment on, and always starting again every day, it's really to give my life so that all may be one, which means to really be ready always to love, to start again, to be the first one to love, and to, first of all, to continue to have that mutual love that not only goes out, but also comes back. And because of mutual love, we have the presence of God among us. You know that every immigrant, like all of us, I'm from Italy too, every immigrant brings with him or with her the tradition of their country, the language of her or his country. So Jesus too, when he came on earth, he was an immigrant like all of us, but he brought with him the life of the Trinity. And he wants us to live this life of the Trinity, which is the perfect mutual love. See, in my life too, is the desire to continue to have that mutual love that brings back that presence of the Trinity among us, the presence of Jesus among us. Now, Anna wants to share her her experience in her family.
Leho, I'm Anna. I remember when I was a teenager, usually girls of that age would always dream of having a boyfriend and then eventually have a family later on. So I was also with that tide. I remember I had a boyfriend, but then I was also with the same spirituality that Lumi was talking about. And then at that age, I really felt so strongly God's love for me, and I felt that I have to do only what God wants for me, to do only the will of God. So it was a question I was asking my soul: what does God want for me? What does God want from my life? Does He want me to be a single person, to consecrate myself, or to be in the married life? So for me, it was not just to pursue the dream of getting married, but to do only what God wanted for me and to be prepared for that. So I remember I broke up with my boyfriend so that I could really understand what God wanted from me. Yeah, he was my boyfriend for 3 years and we were already engaged. And then after some time, I understood very, very clearly that I was for the married life. So, and then the next question was, who does God want for me? Who is the right man that God wanted for me? So it was always the desire to do only what God wanted, because for sure He has prepared something for me. So eventually I met a man and we became engaged for 2 years, and when I was 26 years old we got married. So it was step by step doing God's will, and I was so happy because it was like realizing His vocation for me. So since He wanted me to get married and I was doing it, it was like an offering at the altar that I was doing what He wanted for me. So now we are 10 years married, but I could say that it's really doing what God wants, and as much as possible, my husband and I would really try to live this mutual love between the two of us. Like, we would always see things together. We would not make decisions on our own, but we would consult each other like how the Trinity would consult each other, and we would even ask our children, what do you think? So it's, every day it's, there's that experience of living like the family of Nazareth, like the family of Jesus, Mary, and Joseph. And we really try to do that. Of course, there are many difficulties, as you know, in the family. Children grow up and children are children. So, of course, there are many ups and downs also in the family. But for us, what's important is that we're doing the will of God. We're doing what God wants. And we would like to offer this family to God. So everything that we do, we try to do out of love. And if ever we make mistakes, we try to start again, only to start again. And now that we are here in Canada, we continue to be linked to that spirituality of unity. So this way of life brings us ahead and gives us the strength to always do the will of God, to live every moment, try to live moment by moment for God. Thank you.